So now we can play a 12-bar blues, all based around the 7th and 9th fret area. Let's do it, okay? Let's make this one a quick change. Quick change in the key of E. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, that's pretty straight ahead. I know that as you're looking at that and trying to follow my slide moving around, it's got to be a little confusing because it's constant motion there. But if you take a second and just experiment with the shapes of those chords yourself and literally play the notes, play the arpeggios of the chords with your slide, that's how you're going to learn to get these shapes to flow into each other. Then you got two choices. And that pretty well covers things. You're going to be a pretty good slide phraser by the time you're able to do that.